Going to Bed with Ed on Smoke Radio. Going to Bed with Ed.
On Smoke Radio.
He's got you real good.
Cool. You hear that music? That means it's time for the bedtime story. Oh yeah. Today's story is Bill and the Techno Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Bill. He lived in a farm with his evil stepmum. After his dad died, his evil stepmum was entrusted to look after him and the farm. She did nothing. She made Bill do all the work. And Bill he's about, what, 14, poor Bill? And anyway, she's working him to the ground. And because of that, the farm is suffering. The farm was having such hard times that his stepmum ordered him to go and sell the one last remaining animal, Dilby the donkey.
Eee-aw.
That was Dilby there. Bill walked Dilby to market. The market was busy and bustling and hot because it was a hot summer's day and they'd been walking and he was so tired. But no one wanted Dilby. No one wanted him. But he couldn't go back home empty-handed because his evil stepmom, I don't know what she would have done. So anyway, as he was walking round trying to find someone, a man came up to him and said, "I hear you've been trying to sell your donkey." And Bill was like, yes, I have been. Would you like to buy him? "No, I won't buy him, but I will swap him for some magic beans. They're very, very magic." Bill didn't have any option. He had to swap Dilby because he couldn't take him back. So he swapped him for the beans. Now, Bill walked through the door and his evil stepmum was ready and waiting for him, eager to know how much he'd earned from Dilby. When he showed his stepmum what he had got for her, she went mental. "Do you not know what happened to Jack?" she said. And then she slapped him around the face. Bill lay on the floor crying. And then his evil stepmum took the beans from his hand on the floor and threw them into the fire. That'll stop the beanstalk growing. But suddenly, the beanstalk sprung from the fireplace, grew taller and taller and taller, flew through the ceiling up into the clouds. His stepmom screamed. She was freaking out. She was like, "Oh no, Bill, go and climb that beanstalk. There'll be a giant up there. Be useful for once in your life and go and kill him." Bill wasn't very happy about this, but his stepmom was like hysterical, so he had to climb. So he climbed up through the clouds. He climbed higher and higher and higher. He could start hearing this funny noise. It was getting louder. As he climbed higher through the clouds, it became louder. He sprung up through the clouds. And in the clouds, there was a castle with flashing lights. He walked towards the castle. The castle was massive. It was the biggest castle he'd ever seen. A door as high as the sky. He opened the door. And what did he see? There was in fact a giant there, but he was having a party. Bill went up to the giant. No, the giant spotted him first, actually. He was like, "Hey up, you're right, Bill. How are you? How do you know my name?" Bill said, "Oh, I know everything. I live in the sky having a party all the time. I've got a lot of time on my hands. I hear you've got a evil stepmom, haven't you?" "Yes," he said. "Well, Bill, how would you like to come up here and party in the sky forever?" Bill was like, "Yes, please." So, with that, Bill stayed partying in the sky forever and escaped his evil stepmom. And they all lived happily ever after.